This is a homebrew podcast.
Last time on Power Word Fail, the crew fought their way through a horde of flesh golems, well, two flesh golems, and mid-combat, four snake cultists burst into the combat zone. They were fairly quickly dispatched, but you do know that there's probably a lot more where that came from. From there, the failures investigated the room where the flesh golems were held and discovered Braum, who was being worked on. He was missing one of his hands and his tongue. They carried him from that room and began to investigate what they knew was some sort of an illusory wall. After much detecting of magic and arguing about tunneling underneath it, Ferrick did stumble upon a sort of storage closet where they had bound the orb. He had figured out that the solution to the orb's magic glyph that it was under was to blow out all the candles simultaneously. And they retrieved the orb and solved the puzzle by creating a room full of mist and locating the other illusory hand that they just narrowly missed with detect magic as they were walking around the room. And from there we were walking through the painting to the next room.
Here we go.
Even though I've always been good at puzzles.
You know, darling, that was so clever of you.
Please. I am a humble puzzle master.
Stay alert.
Of course.
As you step through the painting.
I'll go first.
You do see a brazier, I suppose you'd call it, of magical fire. There are benches next to those, another stairway going up slightly, and a large double door that is covered in dust.
Opposite the brazier?
Yes. It's got spider webs on it. This whole room has got like cobwebs and dust.
Cool.
Going through any the doors, right? Footprints that have been here through here recently, or is it just like it's been completely sealed off?
It looks like this has been completely sealed off for quite some time.
And just for my sake, are these like banners or what?
Yes, they are. And they go all the way back to the very earliest, like before the theocracy took over. Mm-hmm. Pickles, you would recognize them from your vision as the original Everton flag.
It's the original Everton flag. Did you know?
I did not know.
I didn't.
I believe we discussed that their symbol now is like the master's hand, but it's a fist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just a symbol of a worm-like dragon.
Can I take one?
Like actual worm?
Yeah, like an earth. Yeah.
Like an earthworm.
Like an earthworm.
A worm.
Can I take one? If I try to yank it down from the wall?
I mean, it's not pristine, but I mean, with some mending or like a magic mending spell or something like that, you could get it back to...
I'm going to take
You'd say that they're probably actually valuable as, like, artifacts, even.
Oh, yeah, with a little bit of dye and some solution, we can really get that really popping with color.
I was thinking more as some sort of resistance symbol if it came to that. But, you know, Sure, as a money-making scheme, that might work problem. Also.
I feel like I used to own all this, so you're technically stealing from me.
Oh, but if I ask permission, then it's not stealing. Pickles and the little evil man in her head. Can I borrow this?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you,
dear. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. And I'm going to...
Can I borrow this?
Can you borrow what? No, you can't.
The other one?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
You gotta leave one. You can't take both.
I'm gonna, you know, mosey over and shove it in the bag of holding.
I'll remember this.
Well, door or stairs?
Stairs and small door first, I believe, to keep us from getting flanked before we get through whatever is behind the big door.
Okay.
I feel like door.
Well, they're both doors, Ambrose.
But this
big door.
Door,
small door.
Small I feel like door, big doors right always lead to big things, and small doors lead to small things.
Fair enough.
Make your decision. Okay. I honestly don't care.
Ferrick walks over to the small door, climbs up the little bit of stairs here, and throws it open.
Atreides is close behind, kind of ready to break in and do like the sweep of the room.
I'm going to stand in front of the big doors.
You open this room, and you see that it's kind of in a very disheveled state. There are broken bottles, papers scattered, boxes smashed in the corner.
Some ketchup whiskey.
Looks like someone had a temper tantrum in here.
Some ketchup whiskey.
Ferrick is going to peek out of the doorway and call for Ambrose. To start investigating some of these papers.
Yeah. We'll scan around, look for everything. See anything out of the ordinary. I'm definitely going to read the letters, but also just going to give you a general investigation.
So, the papers, there are... I don't know. I feel like you'd have to roll Arcana to understand them fully. Mm.
19 for nice. Arcana. And nice. Investigation, I'm going to roll... Ooh, not good. 16 investigation.
You don't find anything of note. There are a couple of chests in the corner. The papers, you're not sure what they're for, but they seem to be of all kinds of varying shapes and sizes, lists of different materials, but it's some sort of a casket or a coffin or some sort of a chamber, like a small little tomb. I don't know how, any other words to describe it. It's like a bathtub with a lid.
I relay that to everyone. It's like they were trying to get a bathtub with a lid. I'm not really sure.
What?
A bathtub with a lid. You heard me.
Pickles pops in it.
Yeah, Pickles will go to the room. Bathtub with lid. That sounds cool.
There's a little staircase going out one side of the room. Is that going up? It looks like it's going up. Is that accurate?
It is going up.
Okay. Mm. Likely just a secret entrance from the manor upstairs, so perhaps we can go to the
Can we open the bathtub with the lid?
Yeah, I mean, Ferrick will knock on the lid. Not cast knock, just knock politely.
Yeah. We learned our lesson with knock.
Wait, why are we knocking on the bathtub?
In case someone's bathing.
This is just a chest. This isn't a... This isn't a bathtub with a lid.
No, the bathtub with the Could lid be. Was on the diagrams.
Yeah, on the diagrams.
Yeah, there's no bathtub on a lid.
I mean, the chest could be a bathtub with a lid.
No, it's not. Pickles. Not at all.
I mean, it could be used as one. I see what she's saying.
Yeah, you do see two chests.
Ferrick's gonna, like, poke each of them with their sword super quick.
They are very dusty.
Okay.
They each receive some healing.
I'll check my traps.
You check
for traps. Or I'll just use the same investigation if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't think there's any traps?
I'll crack it open.
You open one of them, and there is a bunch of clothes. There are noble's clothes from what would be, I'm thinking, 300 years ago. There are some robes, some black robes.
I'm going to put one of the black robes on.
Edgy pickles.
I'll open the other chest then.
In the other chest, there are books.
It's
books and books and books. You would see one labeled The Journal of Lum the Mad. You would see one called The Man from Damara. You would see a book called The Tome of Foes.
I'll crack that one open. That one sounds exciting.
It is diagrams of all sorts of strange monsters.
Nice.
Ooh. And then we see recently?
You do see one that looks like the creature that destroyed Evangeline in here.
Ooh.
Oh, guys, we got problems. All right. Toss the image to everyone else. I'll look at the other book as well. Scan through it. See if there's anything alert, like alarming.
Sure. One of them is the mad ramblings of some sort of insane person. It's feels like it could hurt you just reading it. It's like, also it seems like it was written from an inhuman perspective. Mm. So it's just kind of outside. Mm. The whole thing is crazy.
Oh, this is for
and
you,
the
Pickles.
Other one
oh, cool.
is about oh is like a fictional book.
The Man from Damara.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like I think Achilles might like to read that one. Just for fun.
Yeah, it's a work of fiction. It's about an like outcasted man. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he fights.
Which
windmills.
I mean, I guess that's kind of fitting for you.
Yeah. Scan through it to see anything important is in it, anything circled. If not, I'll give it to Atreides.
No. You do see, like, a book of poetry in here as well.
I'll take that. I'll read it. Give me a second, guys.
You see a book called Life Among the Undead.
Oh, boy.
A poetry book called Life Among the Dead?
No, it's just a different book.
Oh, okay. Scan that one too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think
pick up every book.
If Atreides would just kind of be handing or standing with his arms out so that Ambrose can stack the books as he's done, and Atreides is just gonna take them and put them in a satchel each time Ambrose is done investigating one.
This might be the one that is the most interesting, I think. It's called The Occult Properties of the Crystals.
Here we go, y'all. And I open up the book and...
I don't know, these mad ramblings. I'm going to get something out of them.
When you're done with that, Ambrose, could I borrow it?
I don't respond, and my face is like in the book as I'm reading it and turning each page as I'm like scanning the whole thing as quickly as possible.
Sure. Just at a scan, you would see various diagrams for how to make potions that involve the crystal dust and imbuing them with crystal.
Interesting.
You'd seem to be like enhancing the effects of their.
Close the book. Totally do not give it to Adalia, and I pass it over to Atreides. I actually don't even state what's in it until later, and then I give it to Atreides. I just nonchalantly pass it. Not. To look suspicious.
You know, I deserve that. Adalia has remained in the other room, just kind of looking in through the doorway. Has anything changed? Like, are there people coming for us in the other room? I know we're sitting around reading books and whatnot, but, like, anything interesting happening?
It's funny you mention that, actually.
Uh-huh.
You do see some snake cultists.
Great. I'm sure you're all having a marvelous time reading, but I believe there are some snake cultists coming, so...
They seem to be wandering around the room.
Right. I don't think they know we're in here yet, but we should probably be elsewhere.
Just close the door.
In here. They're going to see our foot. Trapped in this storage closet. Should or do you want go... to go to the other place?
Can we just go kill them real quick?
Sure.
I
mean, we know they're just bad things, right? Like, if we go in the room, they might come in the room with us. Just go kill them.
Right. Right.
Good point.
Yes.
Counterpoint. They do not know about the secret passageway yet.
What just happened?
That's Brom.
That's just Brom.
Oh, God.
Counterpoint, they seem to have a collective memory. And if they see us coming out of this hallway, they will know that we are in this hallway.
Right. So, we should take some sort of action, but we should do it quickly before they find us anyway.
Yes.
If we still want to kill them, Fog Cloud?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm holding my resources. How many are there? We can take them out real quick.
Just go through the big doors.
Let's just get through the big doors.
Yeah, let's just do that.
All right, let's just do that.
Everybody take some fancy clothes. It feels important.
Are these doors locked, Cody?
No.
I'm stealing all the fancy clothes on the way.
Does Ambrose still have Detect Magic up?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I would say so.
Any vibes 10 minutes? From this door?
Not that I can think of. Well, yes.
Yes.
Actually. I forgot about that. Magical. Yes. Not the door, but something inside the door.
Something inside the door is magical.
You could detect inside the door.
30
the day again.
All right, are we going?
What school of magic?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Let me check.
Yell.
Necromancy.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of undead in there.
What if we go back up the stairs through the secret passage, around and down, and surprise the cultists on the other side?
No one knows what we might run into between here and there. That's too many obstacles.
Alright, you open the door.
Alright, I'll open the door.
I dive.
Y'all just leave the Atreides by himself.
I'm not standing in line of fire.
I'm like getting cover with my hand crossbow behind the wall.
I accidentally just closed my window. One second.
They all died. We're good.
Remember, everyone.
And they're all dead.
Corners first. Corners first.
What about? All what if there's no corners? What if it's a circular room?
Pickles, walls,
that's a good point. We actually had to deal with that last time.
Right? I forgot that. From experience.
There you go.
It is
you
not
open
a circle.
The door. Inside here, you see a chair facing a box. It is similar to the ones that you saw on the diagram, but not exactly the same, just similar. The ones that you saw in the box were made out of crazy, extravagant materials, crystals, all kinds of stuff. But this is just made out of wood. Wood bound with steel.
Now Ferric knocks on the wood.
There is no response.
Anybody in there?
Atreides will try to open the lid.
It will open up. Atreides, inside, you see there appears to be someone in here, but they are long dead. They're just like bones.
Okay.
And it is full to the brim with some sort of a black liquid.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Bathtub with a lid.
Yeah.
Pickles, when you look in there, you have another one of your flashbacks. You remember being in this room with Vinny Utmath, and there is no crate thing in the corner. And you guys are laughing and talking about how you tricked Everton and how, you know, they're under your command now and you own this place. And how you hate those Wormleys because of how they talked to you when you arrived after you defeated them, and that you could kill them if you wanted. And you want to punish them for all eternity. And Vinny Utmath has a very good plan to create an eternal curse on their bloodline. And he explains it to you. He tells you they had a lot of spines standing up to you. I think that they should, as punishment, have no more bones.
Ooh, gross.
It's gross.
That's so gross.
It is gross, isn't it? Wouldn't it be grand? I have a scheme. But all we'd have to do is kill a priest.
Oh, that's easy.
Excellent. We'd need to be a priest of Vespa.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure there's one of those around.
Defile his corpse in a way and use this artifact. And he holds up a medallion. So I could corrupt its magics and turn it into a curse.
What does the priest have to do with the no bones thing?
I just need a holy skeleton.
Oh. Okay. Go find one.
So be it. By your command. And then he bows. And then he starts to laugh. And then you fade back into this room.
Guys, the little evil man told me I have to go kill the good people. Not really. I had memory of...
That wasn't funny.
It was very funny if you had the memory that I did, but you didn't. I don't know if those bones are a priest, but there was something about killing a priest to turn the people into goo people. Okay. I might have turned the people into goo people. But they deserved it, to be fair.
Do these particular people still deserve it? The ones who are alive right now? Or are they paying for crimes other people committed?
I didn't go in the room to see them, so I don't know if it's the same people. Maybe.
They do have the same family name.
Right.
Right.
Like, are these their... you know, kindred, or is the no bones curse some sort of eternal life plus no bones?
I think you would think that it was like their descendants.
Mm.
Probably new people.
Okay. Well, should we get them their bones back, or would that be traumatic? I don't. This is the first time I've dealt with this sort of curse, so I don't know
how to get their bones back. I just don't. There's a box. The box with goo is not here.
Any other details? Death magics are quite complicated.
There's a pretty shiny medallion. Vespa.
What about her?
The priest had to be the worshiper of Vespa that we then murdered to get the goo, I think.
Wonderful.
If it is an inversion
of... I didn't do it, the little evil man. Don't be mad at me.
If it is an inversion of Vespa, would it be of Militress's domain?
That's one I don't know. I don't know. Ambrose?
I mean, I'm not really sure about the opposite of Vespa, but you would guess.
Can I make a Arcana check on that, religion? Or is that a religion?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would know that, like, Militress and Vespa are, like, enemies. They are pretty much opposites.
Yeah. And I could, because this hasn't come up before, but Ferrick is polytheistic.
Nice.
I clap.
And then I dive.
And then I dive. I think. How much does an ancient corpse weigh? I mean, is it like dried out in this ichor, or is it like bloated?
Is it just the bones?
Is this the source?
Just bones.
Is this the source of necromancy, by the way? Like, in this room, yes. It's just this whole well.
It is this coffin goop skeleton.
Well, Dolly, if you want to use the hero's light over here, you might be able to resolve this issue.
I'm not certain we have the time for that sort of thing. A ceremony takes an hour. And I'm not even sure what would I do. Bless the water. So it's not creepy necromantic ichor anymore.
You just burn it with sacred flame.
Sure. Atreides, do you think that would help? As a god.
Simply because I believe myself to be divine. I believe any of us who commit hard enough to a lifestyle of such can transcend mortality. I do not know the workings of a
okay.
divine
Thank
thing.
You for your input. Can I?
I shook my head. What happens? Dolly, come on.
It could take the ick out of ichor.
I shook my head again.
Well, just take the bones out.
Do you want to touch the necromantic liquid?
Ferret casts Mage Hand and starts to pull the bones out.
There you go.
That's good.
Can someone press the digitate them? Cleanse them of ichor?
I mean, I can. It's not... it's nothing special. I literally, like, wrap it with a rag. I use a cleaning solution and...
But they're very good rags. They're like
I haven't told anyone about them. I call them microfiber. But, you know, I don't want to go any further than that.
I mean, yeah, you can do that. You definitely can.
Yeah, I'll do that. But I am wearing my gauntlets of ogre power, so I'm not physically touching it, I will say. So, but I am going to wipe it down.
You would sense that it's still seeping from the ooze.
But not from the bones?
No.
Ferrick is also going to, like, it is the necklace, the amulet on the skeleton?
Well, it probably was, but it's now, like, in the bottom of the goop somewhere.
Yeah, Ferrick's just gonna, like, mage hand, like, rake the bottom of the ichor and try to pull out the medallion as well.
Yeah. You would eventually find it. Pull it out. You would sense, Ambrose, that that is the source of the necromancy.
Well, that's it.
Ferrick, you look at it, and it is a eyeball. Not like an eyeball. It's got like a carving of a eye on it.
I flip it around. Is there anything on the back?
I think on the back there would be serpent-like scales carved into it.
Can I make a quick, like, judgment call of whether it is, like, of Zorla, or is it of the Blasphemers?
Yeah, roll, religion, I think.
Okay. Religion, where are you? It's a 23.
Wow. Ooh!
Nice.
So, yes, you definitely, you recognize this. It is an amulet that is supposed to ease suffering, but it has been corrupted to bring suffering. Mm-hmm. You would guess that mechanically what it's supposed to do is allow its user to cast greater restoration, but what it is doing is bestowing a curse.
Okay.
It seems to be cursed as well.
If we can't take this without physically coming into contact with it, Idalia, I believe that you and I together should each consecrate it in our own time.
All right. The bag of holding, perhaps? Get it off this plane? I don't know if that would help.
The last time we put something bad in the bag of holding, we got pokey.
But you love pokey, dear.
Yeah, I'm just pointing it out. I would happily take another
pokey. Put pokey in there with it.
Yeah, let's put pokey in there with it.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
If we wrap it in those cloths that we found, I will hold it in my satchel without touching it.
You can hang it on pokey.
Oh, I
don't. Or not.
I don't think that's a good idea at the moment.
I've also got that cursed handkerchief. We could wrap it in that and see what happens.
Absolutely not.
Once it is able to restore things, perhaps then we can hang it on pokey.
That's a lovely idea.
He won't like that.
He will eventually.
He won't like that.
I'm going to take my symbol of Vespa that's hanging across my neck, and I'm going to hang it over the vat of decay and whisper some words very dear to me and just say, Vespa, cleanse. And I just drop into the vat. And I know nothing's going to happen, but I'm worth a try, and I walk out the room.
All right, do you want one of these fancy shirts that I stole to wrap the medallion in for now, Adrelia?
Please, yes.
Yeah, Ferrick will assist with, like, mage handing it into the cloth and, like, folding it up and securing it with some belt or waistband of some sort from the fancy shirts. And then, like, hover it over towards Atreides.
Yeah, I'll take it and I'll put it in my, like, satchel along with all the books.
All
right.
Well, we still need to find the Harbinger. Back out to fight the cultists or up the secret staircase?
Secret staircase. Also, should we take like a vial of goo just
to have study it? Yes. Smart.
We're studying. And
there was no magic in that ruby table, was there?
No.
Okay. Just double check in.
No, yeah,
you know
absolutely.
If it's a table of like
just like
remove curses.
A really fancy table.
I wonder if I don't want to just give it away, but maybe roll a, what would it be? I guess investigation. Ambrose.
Say no more. 25.
So good.
Ferric asking about the table, asking if you're there, did anyone detect any magic at that table?
I walked past it while I had.
Right. Detect magic. You know that you didn't, but you think back to those diagrams of the bathtub with a lid, and you think, you know, if you started getting really creative with the design, it could be one of those.
Like a table of greater restoration? Like, what is it?
No, another like sarcophagus. Like
a vat.
Like the table's not a table. It's a bathtub with lid.
Thank you, Pickles.
You know, I was this close to being like, what if I just, like, kind of try to spin the table? And, you know, I bet it would have fucking...
Ugh. I go back and relay that to the team.
All right, so back to that table.
To go fight the snake cultists then and give away our position, but we get to the ruby table slash bathtub.
Yeah, I mean, if they find that this is a hidden passage, I don't think that it really disadvantages us that much anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, there's only one other passage that we haven't explored, and
I mean,
it
I could
goes
just
back up into the manor.
Throw the fireball rack outside of the through the illusion.
You just all shoot. They wouldn't even know. We all have a
Cody, well, if there's some kind of hive mind, they might put it together, but
true.
Either way.
Cody, I'm going to take a vial of black goo before we leave.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely get the feeling that it's, like, pure decay. Like, kind of reminds you of what the Zaos turned into when he dissolved.
Gross. Now it's in my pocket.
Ambrose, didn't you have some of that, too, from Zaos' DNA?
Still do.
If only you had an electron microscope, you could examine it.
I'm working on it. Compare. Wait till level 6.
That's a level 6 infusion.
All right, so what's the plan? You guys are going to try and jump out and get them all and give away the position, but it doesn't matter anymore because you've already investigated it, or...
Well, and if we get them all so that they die before they can see where, like, what's hitting them, then we may retain some element of surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pickles, you could fireball stone them, and then I could fireball them again. That might do it.
Okay.
I'm just brainstorming.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Peeking at the illusion, do we only see the three?
There's four of them.
Yeah.
There's four.
I'm not stepping out, I'm just moving my token for the audience.
Well, I only see three, so.
Yeah. Atreides would actually only see two, I think. But. Yeah, there they are.
Let's see.
Oh, no, okay. Here. If I move over, if I look all, I can see all four. One,
yeah. They seem to be, like, looking around. They've looked through almost every room. The one is kind of watching behind them to make sure you guys don't, like, sneak by somehow.
Should we wait and see if they retreat?
Well, we can't hit them all with fireballs, so that doesn't help.
We can also
do a distraction.
Okay. What sort of distraction?
Could you just go invisible and, like, dance down the hallway?
Precisely.
Great. Let's go. Let's not waste any more time.
Okay. Ferrick is going to go invisible. Cast a greater invisibility. And is going to spend, I suppose, 12 seconds making their way, using the boots of Alvenkind.
Nice.
To silently move down towards this cultist. And is going to heave back and plunge a blade into them.
All right.
They cannot see or hear or anything of me. I do not know what that gives me as far as being able to just lob this sucker's head off.
I'll let you get an attack with advantage.
All right.
And then we might need to start initiatives.
Probably. Oh, that's a 17?
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit.
Okay. 13 damage. I'm also going to use one of my Bardic Inspiration dice to expend a charge of Psychic Blades for an additional 8 damage. So that is a total of 21 damage.
All right. 21 damage. He is still alive.
And then I am going to use my bonus action to Misty Step.
Oh, whoops, not getting that.
And that ends your... Oh, that doesn't, because it's greater invisibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice, mm-hmm. Nice.
And I'm going to Misty Step onto the table.
Yeah, he definitely, like, coughs up blood. You bloodied him with that. I think we will need to roll initiatives, though.
Cool, cool.
Okay.
24.
15.
11.
5.
All right.
Derek's is going to be
19.
Nice.
So, Ambrose, you're up first. They definitely all do, like, turn their backs on you guys for a moment. Their friend gets shanked.
I'm going to run to the corner of the room, use Pickle's height to get, like, a good line of sight. Of a shot in between and going to attack. Actually, there's no one. Just attack this guy right in front of me. would they have like half covers? Because there's like a bunch of people standing in front.
Don't you? You have the perks, don't you? That make it to where you cover doesn't.
Oh, that does. Ignore it. Oh, I have not used that in such a long time. So,
otherwise we could line up by height so that we can each shoot over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick question, can they see me through this door, and therefore would I have advantage if they can't see through it?
They can't this turn, but if you give away your position, they will after that.
Yep, I'm gonna fire.
So you can get like one shot with advantage, and then he'll see where you're shooting from.
15 hit? Ooh, that's not good.
Meets it, beats it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, so okay. That does get him.
Hell yeah.
Cool. 11 piercing damage.
Okay.
16 to hit. That will hit.
Yep.
10 piercing damage.
Okay.
This one will have advantage. 27 to hit. This will have 6 damage plus another d8. Ooh. 14 nice. Damage altogether on that. And then 35. One more shot.
And a crit!
And a crit.
Oh my god!
Nice.
Yeah, we rolled 12 damage.
47 total, I think.
Sure. And then I'm going to back up into a separate room.
Yeah, you pincushion him. He doesn't see it coming. The other two definitely see where those arrows came from, though.
I thought we were going to leave the room before we started to shake things.
So yeah, me too.
The room was here. That was the whole plan.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
My bad.
If we stepped out of the room, they still would see that we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were facing the other... The whole idea was to get them to face Ferrick so we could get out of the room without them seeing.
I see. I completely did not understand that.
Oh.
Ferrick, you're up.
Ferrick, still invisible, still silent, is going to move back towards the snake cultist that they stabbed before and is going to attack again. It's a 28 to hit for 11 piercing.
That does hit.
And then Ferrick is going to move back away, still invisible.
Yeah, and you have mobile, so
yep,
you're good to go. We have the gentleman that you are stabbing repeatedly. He is going to cast. Yeah, he'll cast a lightning bolt at you, Ferrick.
Does he know where I'm at?
Oh, you're still invisible. That's right. Well, then I guess he'll just have to shoot it down the hallway where he knows where the lightning bolt is.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, everybody.
It's all good.
It was my fault. Super sorry. Totally misunderstood the assignment.
I need 3 dex saving throws from the people standing behind the portrait.
Yeah.
24. Dude, I'm rolling hot tonight. I'm feeling good.
15. I think that's a fail.
Let's see. If you fail.
That's not as bad.
Gonna use my reaction to subtract that by 7.
Wasn't the last one like 44? Or no, that was the cone of cold.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's his turn, Pickles. Your position has been given away.
Yeah. Thanks, Ambrose.
I shrug.
He's gonna run out.
That's my free action.
Distance to get right to this cultist over to the right. Gonna stab with Pokey. Maybe he's got a soul. I think Ferrick said no, but we never know. It's a 14 and a 30.
The one blocks off of his invisible mage armor that as you make contact with it, it lights up for a moment, all greenish.
Jerk.
And then the other one definitely gets through.
For 12 slashing damage. Yeah, right. I've been rolling 2s and 3s all night.
Is that Pickles?
Yeah.
All right. Adalia.
All right. Adalia's going to squeeze out here.
You only have one attack.
Atreli? Hmm? Me?
Pickles.
No, I missed one, then I hit one.
Oh.
Atreides is still standing right in front of Ambrose and just moving for visibility.
Oh, yeah, I see. No problem.
Okie dokie. I am going to feel like we need to save some resources, so I am just going to Sacred Flame the cultist over here.
All right.
That's an 18 dex.
He got a 7.
Cool. Then he takes 2d8 radiant damage, which is 4. Okay. And that's it. And then she's gonna scooch over here so that she's not in, like, a line with Atreides, hopefully. Or Ambrose. Less of a line.
Sure. All right. This snake cultist is going to cast magic missile at you, Adalia.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cast it at that level.
Cool. Level zero? Shield. So I take no damage.
Nice. Sure.
Nice.
And my AC is 25 until the end of, or until my next turn.
Awesome. Yeah, so he did burn a higher level spell slot for that, but we will shield it.
Right off the shield.
And that's his turn. Atreides.
Alright, so I will move 10 feet forward, assess the situation, move the rest of my movement, and then I will extend my warhammer and point it at this cultist, and I'm going to use Lightning Lure, which, nice. Can't remember if that's an attack or a save. Strength saving throw.
Okay. 4.
Damn.
Nice. So he is pulled 10 feet toward me in a straight line and takes 2d8 lightning damage. Looks like I programmed it to auto-roll the higher level, but not the actual... Oh, no, that is 2d8. Okay, so just 5 damage.
Okay.
My hope was to get in between me and Pickles. Is that... Will you allow that? I was just trying to keep him in melee of both of us and get us not to be in lightning bolt formation. That's my action, but then I'm going to action surge and smack him with a booming blade.
Nice.
Uh, 15 to hit.
That does hit. I think he will shield it.
Oh, bummer. All right, well, spell slot burned. So I'm assuming no damage from that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
All right.
So this snake cultist is hurt, and this one is hurt.
He's pretty hurt too.
And this one is dead.
And this one is dead. Okay.
And then this one has not been touched yet.
This one's over here. No, he got 4 radiant damage.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay. You're welcome.
He has been touched. That's about it.
He has been touched. He's been lightly bruised by my radiance.
Barely a flesh wound.
This one will also magic missile. I think he will do it to you, Pickles.
Shield.
Wow.
Because I can do that.
Nice.
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 Nobody knows how.
Man,
but
why is it not letting me upcast this? Oh, well. He is upcasting it, but... You will block it with your shield. We're all just blocking everybody with shields.
Yeah.
Just Pickles in a bubble.
Ambrose.
I walk up north. Did I get a good view of what's going on?
Yeah, through the portrait, out into the view of the room. And there are corpses everywhere.
So many corpses so in this room.
Yeah.
I look for the first thing that's standing right in front of me, and I fire 3 rounds. 20 to hit.
That hits.
25 to hit. 20 to hit. Okay, here comes 3. So 11, another 11, and 7 piercing damage.
Nice.
That is enough to finish him off.
Nice.
Twirl my hand crossbow, and I go back into the room. And I hug the corner.
You hear a message in your head. I had that one.
I had that one.
Too slow. Hear it.
Well, now Ferrick's too far away to attack anything. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, 35.
Take cover behind the wall of corpses.
so many corpses.
I guess I'm gonna use a spell.
Oh.
I'm gonna cast Dissonant Whispers on this guy right here.
Is that a concentration spell?
No, it's just an action. DC 17 Wisdom save.
Do you think greater invisibility is concentration, though?
Huh? Greater invisibility is concentration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, greater invisibility is.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yep.
14. He fails.
Okay. He must immediately use his action to run as far as his speed allows away from me. And he takes 5 damage.
Okay. I guess like double move.
Well, it just says use his action, so...
It must be use its reaction.
Yeah, reaction.
So it would just be a single move.
Single move.
I see. So yeah, he runs away from you. And takes 5 damage.
Okay.
Next is one of these snake cultists. He is dead.
Man, he's dead.
Nice.
He continues to be dead.
The snakes thought they had an idea. I guess I'll just keep stabbing the man that got pulled by Trilly's lightning thing. Just weird. It's a 21 and a 22. There we go, Pokey.
There you go.
This one must have a little bit more soul. For 24 damage.
Alright. He is still standing, but just barely.
He is. I'm gonna take a couple steps up.
Yep.
And that's it. For Pickles.
Idalia.
Alrighty. At the guy who's running away, I'm gonna cast a 2nd level Guiding Bolt. Ooh, that's a 29 to hit, and he will take 14 God, I'm rolling like crap. 14 radiant damage.
All right.
Sneaky guy. And I will stay where I'm at. And that's the end of my turn.
All right, it is his turn. And you popped back into view when you cast Dissonant Whispers, correct?
No.
No.
No?
Nope.
Greater invisibility.
Yeah. Huh. Am I confused about how concentration spells work? If you cast a spell while you're concentrating on a spell,
only another one concentration spell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought, but I, for some reason, kept thinking that you'd have to pop back up to do that.
Usually, with regular invisibility, you do. You lose your invisibility when you cast anything, but...
Yeah, or make any kind of attack.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts for a lot longer, but you can't do as much with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose... it's going to... step down here to Adalia.
Okay.
And shoot a lightning bolt at you.
Okay. Dex save?
Yes.
Nope.
Yikes.
It's okay.
It's gonna hurt.
It's alright. I'm doing alright.
He did upcast it to a fourth level.
Okay.
So he gets an extra d6.
Okay. Okie dokie.
And it's Traylee's turn.
Yeah, I'm just gonna booming blade that guy. Try to finish him off. But I'm gonna miss.
Pops. God damn it, Pops.
That's my turn.
Magic missile on you.
On me?
Yes.
I do not know shield, so I will take the damage.
Why. Magic missile is the only spell that doesn't want me to upcast it. So weird. So I guess I'll just cast it at first level spell. 3 damage.
That can't be right. The minimum damage it would do at first level is 6.
Yeah, you just have to keep clicking it.
I see.
For how many times you shoot.
Yeah. Okay, 8
makes
damage.
Sense. So yeah, 8 damage.
Alright.
I was wondering why I was doing that. I still think that that's programmed weird.
That is weird, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pickles would see that Atreides is bloodied. He's looking a little ragged.
Have Pops dying.
Ambrose,
I've been through worse.
You'll see a hand come out of the invisible wall, and it's just my crossbow, and I'm firing 3 more rounds to the person attacking Atreides.
Fourteen, 16, 30.
Misses. Okay, so 2 attacks. So 7 damage and 6 damage.
That does finish him.
And I'll sneak back into a corner.
Ambrose, stop stealing kills. Do the one that we can't reach.
We're working on a team. I thought we were on a team.
Yeah, do the one we can't reach.
Oh, I didn't see him. My bad. And I go back to the corner.
Oh my god.
Furyk. Oh, I think you might be muted. Something.
Sorry. Ferrick's going to run up and do a good stab. 25 to hit for 12 damage.
Nice.
And then Ferrick is going to back the fuck up. But nobody can see or hear that happen. So
right.
Don't that laugh is at terrifying.
Me. Sorry.
I can't think
you're
of
right.
anything more terrifying than that.
Yeah, and that ends Ferrick's turn.
12 damage. He is still alive. Pickles.
I mean, what do I fucking even do? Alright. Pickles is going to run on her little stubby legs 60 feet forward. Just double moving. And that's going to be it.
That's Pickles. Adalia.
Alright, I'm going to Sacred Flame, or not Sacred Flame, Firebolt this dude who's just fried me. That's a 25 to hit for 7 fire damage.
He is barely hanging on. It is his turn. He sees that all his fellow cultists are dead. He's just gonna go for collateral damage. And just try and shoot you with another lightning bolt.
Okay. You're being fair.
Adalia.
Mm-hmm. 15?
That is a. Save was 17.
Bummer. Adalia is down. I had 32 hit points.
Damn. Atreides.
Atreides, I think, would see that and run up. With 30 feet of movement, kneel down at Adalia's side, and just put his hand on her forehead and say, "Rest peacefully, child," and cast Spare the Dying. That's all.
Ambrose.
Thanks, Atreides.
Peek out the corridor, scan to my left to see the person who's been firing lightning bolts. I'll pop out even further. 3 shots.
All right.
26, 22, 23.
Yeah,
that's all right. And I'm going to 10, 9, and 6 damage.
Yep, that's enough to finish him.
Yes, good job, team. Killed all 4.
Good job, guys. Dude, great.
I just ran over here to kill this one.
Ferrick is going to drop down to all 4s and drop invisibility, galloping towards Atreides and Adalia. Fuck. Not again.
She's okay. Peace. She is okay.
I'm sorry, Vice Rokai.
And Ferrick's going to stab Adalia.
Stab her unconscious.
Oh my god.
You know, steaming body.
For a cure wounds at second level with their sword.
Ooh, nice.
Now, I'm fairly hurt. Adalia is as well. If we take a moment, a minute, and let me lead us in a prayer of restoration, then I can revitalize us. Does anyone else need healing as well?
I'm pretty hurt.
I'm okay.
I'm all right, but if there is plenty to go around.
All right, so I'll cast Aura of Vitality, which lasts for a minute, and on each of my turns, I'll use a bonus action to bless someone and restore their health. So it'll be a total of 10 rolls. And I'll just start with Adalia.
Adalia's like coughed back to life. Oh,
yeah.
Did we win?
This battle, yes. Although okay. The Harbinger is still not in sight.
All right.
So regain 5 health.
Okay.
4 health. 4 health. That's, what, 13? I'll give you one more. 4 more health. How are you looking after that?
Still need one. How many was that?
Altogether.
17.
17?
Yeah.
17 plus the 10 I gave you by stabbing you.
Yes. So I'm at...
You should be at 27.
27.
Probably need some more.
Yeah, but I have... I'm going to use my channel divinity feature on myself.
Okay.
And give my preserve life and give myself 10 HP. That'll get me to 37.
All right.
So I can take it from here.
Oh, 11 more to you.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Damn. I'll take it.
Got a good roll. All right. Because that's half. Gonna use these next couple on myself.
You just keep them, I'll be fine.
You'll be alright. Okay, anyone else? Got a couple left.
I mean, if you got any extra, I'll take it.
Alright, 1 to Ambrose, 4 to Ambrose.
And up.
And, Ferric, do you need some?
Ferric kind of, like, shakes their head. Give it to someone else.
I mean, I'll take it myself.
Oh, okay. You got it.
All right.
I mean, I'm pretty full, so if you need
Ambrose,
way more...
you don't need it.
I look, if you're offered, I'm taking, all right?
Oh, my God.
Adalia's okay from here? Is that what you said?
I'm at 48 out of 66.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Ambrose, you don't need these.
Yeah,
you can say you need it.
I guess.
I meant I could mine to Adalia.
Heal myself.
Adalia is kind of a mid fighter, right? Like, Atreides is pretty front line. I'm just.
Mm-hmm. I would rather you take it, honestly. Yeah, I can cure wounds myself.
Yeah, I'll give it to myself then.
Ferric is also going to hand both Adalia and Atreides each a potion of greater healing.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, with that cure wounds, I am back up to full and have an additional potion of greater healing. So Adalia's in fighting shape.
Yeah. I'm going to save the potion of greater healing. Thank you, Ferric. I'm going to use my potion of lesser healing just to top off.
There you go.
How is Ferric looking, by the way?
I'm also going to do that, too.
Ferric is not bloodied. But resources are starting to dwindle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pickles is close to bloodied, but she's not.
Ambrose, you think about how many of these cultists you've killed, and you do think that you've killed almost half of the ones that you saw. So, I mean, there could always be more that you didn't know about, but when you saw them all devouring the books in the library upstairs, there were 20 of them.
To the group.
You've killed 8.
Ferric nods.
Good to know.
Ferric is going to stand up from Adalia and start making their way towards the coffin.
Atreides will follow.
Mm-hmm. Pickles is already up there.
Ferric places a hand on Pickles' shoulder.
Open it.
Ferric knocks.
Oh no.
Let's just go slow.
Ferric starts to slide the lid off.
Yes, you lift up. It is very heavy. You think you might need a strength check.
Or a Pickles and Ambrose.
Ferric is going to use their crowbar for advantage.
Ooh.
I'll help too.
Ambrose, you stole all the kills. The least you could do, let me open the thing.
Well, if you let me have the other thing, I wouldn't have this issue.
You were hiding in the room. You could have just taken it and I wouldn't have known.
No. Because I don't do that.
I'm just going to take your kills.
You just hide in the room.
Oh my god. Ambrose is the worst.
That's a 17 strength to get this lid off.
You get it to move a little bit, but it seems like there's like a beveled inside that's like, you know, keeping it as like an airtight seal.
Mm.
So when you lift it up, it's like actually getting harder. You think that you could get it, but it would just need a little bit more.
I can't, a little help.
Help.
Let's just all stand on the four corners.
Nope, I won't help that much.
I'll help. I'll do it. Just to spite Pickles. I'm gonna give a. Is it athletics or what is this? Just a strength
check? Just use your muscles, Ambrose.
Yeah. 20.
Damn. 20. This is wallets of ogre strength or whatever. Yeah.
This is a strength check.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Wait, why did you save? What the heck? Sorry.
I did the same thing. I accidentally rolled a save.
My apologies. Thank you for calling me out. 8.
There, Ambrose.
Would I have advantage? Would I have advantage?
Why would you have advantage?
There's four people moving the table. All of us is getting help.
Doing a collective strength check at this point.
I'll take
trying to lift Thor's hammer.
All together now, you are able to...
Can we just wedge poking
17,
there?
11, 16, 8. I think with, like, one of you on each side and then, you know, one person pushing, like, you are able to lift it up enough to get it over the lip and push it off. And it would land on the ground with a pretty big thud. Inside, you would see, I think you would need an Arcana check to really see if there's anything in here that's worth your time.
That's a 25 from...
Ooh, nice.
You see some bits of hair. You see what appears to be water damage.
Oh, I hate to see that.
And you would see residue of powdered ruby. It's hard to say if it's crystal born or not, but it could just be
regular rubies.
Yes.
But it's completely empty?
It is empty. You, with your 25, you would guess that whatever he was working on in there, he already did it.
Is there enough powdered ruby there to be worth 50 gold pieces? Roughly.
Yeah, I would say so. Firik, you can tell that at one point in time there was much more. Like, it was absorbed in the components of the spell. But there's... You were guessing that there was probably at one point in time 1,500 gold worth of ruby dust in here? Like, a lot. And then the whole sarcophagus itself is made of ruby as well.
Yeah.
May I look at the hair?
It is long and black.
Long, black. Does it resemble any material like a Dahlia's hair? Or is that crystalborn hair? I'm not really sure what that is or entails.
It is just strands of long black hair. Maybe some of it has some gray.
Someone old in here. That.
Fenner, you're not sensing any curses, right? Just some kind of ritual that was completed here.
There was an upsetting ritual here. No curses left.
Atreus would nod somberly and then scoop up the ruby dust.
Well, do you think if the other one served as some sort of tomb, then this must have also? Did they raise someone out of it?
That would be my guess.
DM, have we seen anyone with long black hair with gray streaks in it?
I mean, you look across the hall and there's a big picture of Vinny Utmath.
Great.
He is a older wizard. Although in this picture he is younger. But you do remember that, according to your history lessons, he lived past the reign of Eric the Terror. Mm-hmm. He was eventually executed for his crimes.
Right. Oh, boy. Pickles, what does the little evil man in your head? Any thoughts on where Risen Vinny Utmath might be?
Focus really hard on the little man in my head. Right now I just want to take the hair. Is that weird?
It is to me.
All right, the little evil man's
let's
weird.
See, I guess roll a history check with advantage again.
That's a 20.
Nice.
So the question was, where would Vinny Utmath go? Mm-hmm. If he was resurrected or whatever.
Resurrected
you said.
Or let out or whatever happened here in this.
Right. Any kind ruby. Of concept. Did he talk about at all in the time that I knew him about plans like this? So I would even know that.
I would say with a 20, I would say that you definitely think that he would definitely, like, he was very interested in, like, immortality and stuff like that. But he always talked about becoming an undead. That's how he had planned on doing it. You do know that he had some sort of a, I don't know what you want to call it, a hidden lair, I suppose we'll call it, in the Trakari Wilds. He had taken you there once. There is a teleportation circle there, and he teleported you there once. You know that it is somewhere overlooking, like, the, like, it's on a mountain somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, he had a nice summer cottage on a mountain up in the Trakari Wilds. There's a teleportation circle.
Oh.
I don't know if that's where he is, but that's where I'd go.
Would Ferrick be privy to at notable mountains up in that area, since Ferrick is from there?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely know that there is a mountain range that runs from the middle of the theocracy, like the northeast of Mornstead, and it runs all the way up and along the coast of the Trakari Wilds there. Let me look at the world map. I believe it runs all the way along the eastern coast, all the way to the tip. So a mountain in the Trakari Wilds is not going to really narrow it down, because there is quite an extensive mountain range that runs through there.
Looking back down the hallway, how much does Vinny Utmath look like Zeos?
A little. Not a lot.
Okay.
Not like they're the same guy. They look like they could be related.
Great.
Great. Okay, well, sounds like we have an evil wizard risen from the dead somewhere to deal with, but I suppose we should deal with the Harbinger first.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm also going to take his hair, because I feel like that could help us fight him.
Do you all feel like we have the luxury of catching our breath before we press on? I understand the time is of the essence, so if we need to forge forward, then we should do that.
We should rest. You guys need
it. I mean, if the Harbinger was going to run, he would have already ran the first time we fought, so I don't think time is that much of an essence.
Perhaps back behind the painting?
Sure. An hour.
Alright,
so you're going to take a short rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do know that your position in back there has been given away,
mm-hmm.
but you also know that...
But they have a hive mind.
Yeah.
They all know that.
Yeah, sorry about that, y'all.
You would know that, you know, you could see them coming down the hall, unless they were invisible or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it isn't the worst position still.
Right.
The only problem with it is that, well, I guess I was going to say you're kind of blocked in, but you're not. You have the stairs going up.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know necessarily where you would be
going.
Yeah, I think for shits and giggles, Farrakh is going to sneak up the steps and peek through, like, the keyhole or underneath the door, wherever they can kind of get.
Sure. Farrakh, yeah, you walk up these stairs and you would see an illusory wall at the top of the stairs. You could kind of see through it, kind of like you can with the portrait. And it seems to lead to the upstairs castle. There is a carpet in front of you. You see some doors. You don't see anybody walking around.
Okay. Farrakh's gonna walk back down and relay that information to everybody else.
Perhaps we post guards at the painting and the illusory wall upstairs and hope we get enough time in to rest.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think Farrakh would gesture to some muscle lads to maybe like grab this table down here at the bottom, and like block off this doorway here with the table.
Okay, so the stairs are the only easy way in and out. If anyone knows, if anyone else knows,
yeah.
Yeah, that works.
All right. Well, I think that's where we'll break then. You guys are taking a short rest.
Much to think about.
I think that's where we will end the show for tonight.
Ooh, we killed a bunch of people, y'all.
So many people. It's a graveyard in that room.
I killed a bunch of people, actually.
Oh my god.
Five
Fog
pretty
cloud.
Big encounters. Back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Feels good.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to everybody for playing. I had a lot of fun shooting you guys with lightning bolts.
That's it.
Those fucking lightning bolts.
I can't believe you took Adalia down. I think that's the first time she's gone down.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, what are you going to do? I'm happy to hear it. Everyone, we are live on YouTube every other Sunday at 7 p.m. EST. Our next live date is November 5th. So we'd love to have you come join us. If not, come jump in Discord and talk to us there. Discord.gg/thehomebrewpodcast. We have a really awesome community growing. We've got all kinds of stuff going on Discord events, all kinds of engagement. So we'd love to have you come ask us your burning questions. You know, what's it like to have your kill stolen by Ambrose so many times? If you have a few extra dollars, go check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/thehomebrew. $2 gets you access to all kinds of cool stuff. We got some fun stuff coming out for this month for our PDF, so keep your eyes open for that. This is a homebrew live show, and homebrew is sponsored by Fanroll Dice. Go get yourself some dice. Use promo code homebrew at checkout for 10% off anything on the whole site. And remember, everyone, you are loved. You are loved as much as the snake cultists love the spell Lightning Bolt. It's a great spell. I even like just shooting it at one person.
Yeah.
You are important. You're as important as Ambrose's investigation skills. It really came in clutch this episode.
Best decision I've ever made.
Three or four times where if he wouldn't have figured out what you were looking at, I mean, I don't know if you guys would have made it this far into the puzzle area, at least. And you matter. You matter as much as the evil little man in Pickle's head. I mean, he's been guiding you through this whole thing. He's giving you all kinds of great visions.
Yeah.
Even though I do think it's becoming ever more obvious that he might be actually an evil little man that lives in your head.
No, he's super nice.
He cursed people to have no bones for generations.
They insulted him. I don't know.
Such a long time ago, he's been nothing but helpful since we've known him.
I mean, I understand it. They deserve
it. In the karmic scheme of things, he's been doing a lot more good lately than evil.
Yeah. Right.
All right,
he's
sure.
Changed.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching us live. Have a great night, and see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye, see ya. Everybody. See you next time.